AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Police in New York are looking for the person who rented a van that might have been involved in an attack inside a subway car in Brooklyn. Mike Gracia has the latest.
Authorities said Tuesday night they remain on the hunt for a gunman who wore a gas mask and construction vest and fired at least 33 bullets in a rush hour New York City subway train. At least 10 people were wounded, but miraculously, no one died. New York City Police Commissioner Keechant Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt.
We believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with 9 neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
5 people were left in critical condition but expected to survive. At least 29 people were treated at hospitals. I'm Mike Gracia.
During a visit to a biofuels plant in Iowa, President Biden accused Russian President Vladimir Putin's military of genocide. Ahead of boarding Air Force One back to Washington, Biden doubled down.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Ukraine's Interior Ministry says more than 720 people have been killed in Bucha and other Kyiv suburbs that were occupied by Russian troops. More than 200 other people are considered missing. A senior U.S. defense official says the Biden administration is preparing yet another, more diverse package of military support for Ukraine, possibly totaling $750 million, to be announced in the coming days. The last of the $800 million worth of military equipment approved by Biden a month ago is arriving in Ukraine this week. Several tornadoes caused damage in central Texas, north of Austin. Several homes and other buildings damaged in Bell County, but no reports of serious injuries. This is AP News. Oklahoma's Republican governor signs a bill making most abortions illegal.
The bill Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed this morning makes it a felony to perform an abortion except to save the life of the mother. The law takes effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns next month. Under this bill, anyone convicted of performing an abortion would face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The woman getting the abortion would not face criminal charges. This measure is likely to face a legal challenge, say abortion rights advocates. Republican-led states across the country have been pushing aggressively to scale back abortion rights. I'm Rita Foley.
A Florida judge upholds a state law passed more than 7 years ago to require women to wait 24 hours before getting an abortion. Judge Angela Dempsey says other medical procedures have similar waiting periods, and other important decisions like getting married, divorced, and buying a gun have longer waiting periods. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.